All right, ladies and gentlemen, we've got a full house this morning. It is Rock and Roll Tuesday.
It's like there's been a turnstile.
It's like Grand Central Station.
It is.
Here. You got Anthony Wellman here.
What up, eh?
Fred Black stopped in. Fred, introduce us to your friends here, buddy.
I have two grandchildren. We have Derek and Charlotte from Rhode Island.
All right.
What part of Rhode Island, guys?
All the way from Rhode Island.
Narragansett.
Narragansett. I have been to Narragansett.
Have you?
I ate at a restaurant there when I was working a women's basketball tournament.
Was it the Charter House?
It was the Charter House.
You can't eat there now.
What?
Sandy.
Oh.
It's gone?
They're remodeling.
So how old are you?
7.
How old are you?
9.
7 and 9. You guys look like you would score extremely well on the Binet-Simon scale.
Yeah, no kidding.
Lots of intelligence.
Yeah.
So what grade are you in?
I'm going to be in 2nd.
Now, are you seeing anyone, dating anyone seriously?
No.
That's probably a good idea. How about you, sir?
I'm going into 4th.
You going into 4th? What's your favorite subject?
History.
History!
Wow.
He's a
this
Civil
man.
War history man.
Yeah, Freddie's a history teacher. My
good
goodness.
Answer.
Yeah. He was awesome. Across camp at West Point and stayed in Sherman Barracks, and he told me all about General Sherman.
William T. Wow. Sherman. Yeah, yeah. My careful down here in the South mentioning his name, though. He's not really liked a whole lot around in.
And it's right
sections.
Next to what hall?
Grant Hall.
Grant Hall. Well, of course, Grant Hall is named for.
General Grant.
General Grant.
Yeah, Ulysses. S. Grant. Yep. You know what his first name was, really, before he changed his name? Hiram Ulysses Grant. Didn't look too good on the footlocker, though, when you put his initials, H-U-G. That's the truth. But there was a clerical error, and so Hiram Ulysses Grant became Ulysses Simpson Grant.
Yeah.
Well, you guys, thanks for coming in and hanging out. Fred, thanks for bringing your stars in.
Yeah. We'll be listening.
All right.
Anthony, listen on the rebroadcast.
Anthony Wellman, you didn't know the answer to that question either, did you?
Thanks
Not
for coming
close.
In, guys. All right.
Hey, listen, you guys are way too smart and way
You guys
too,
are unbelievable.
And way too cute, too.
All right, tell Rhode Island we said hello. Little Rhodey.
Thank you so much. You're beautiful and you're handsome. And you guys are great. You
Come
guys
on,
are smart.
Ron.
And you also have a great grandfather.
Oh. Yeah, there you go.
I kind of like
a great grandfather.
Yeah, he really is.
Well, you all take care. Good
thanks,
to see
thanks,
you all.
Thanks, Fred.
All right, Granddad. See ya. Well, we're going to ask you a question. Have we asked a question already?
It's Rock and Roll Tuesday.
Oh, yeah. All right. Hey, well, you got a song that you want me to play?
Yes, I have. Here it is.
All right.
Name this one hit wonder that came out in May of 1972.
I'm not looking at it. I'm going to put it on the turntable.
You're missing the turntable.
I don't know what it is. All right.
There you got it. There you got it.
I don't know what it is either, folks. So.
All right. You're about to play. There you got it. You got it. You got it.
Listen very carefully.
Sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
The song is
Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
Looking Glass.
Yep, yeah. Since
like
we did
song.
Ride Captain Ride, I thought we would come back with another one-hit wonder.
We kind of mentioned that last week, though, didn't
well,
we?
Well, yeah, but nobody knew we were going to do
hint.
That. Yeah, but no. Nobody.
It's a good
if
song.
They, if they figured that out, I want them to buy my next lottery ticket.
Brandy, You're a Fine, Fine Girl.
Went all the way to number one.
Mm-hmm.
The song was so popular that Barry Manilow's 1974 hit, Mandy, was originally worded and titled Brandy until Manilow made the change to keep the two songs from being confused.
Wow.
And even after the song, the girl's name Brandy became an incredibly popular name for naming little girls.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. Listen, thank you so much. Still a very popular name now.
Well, yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. And there's a lot of folks on cold evenings who resort to the liquid version of that.
Exactly. Hey, listen, thanks a bunch, buddy.
All right, buddy. See you tomorrow.
It's always fun.
Yeah.